League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, it's Sean Ross. I just finished my interview with Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. Definitely, you know, talking about some really cool topics. Definitely a lot of uncensored things. And it's just fun. I had a great time. I think it's a really cool platform for sure. Just to definitely just be like speaking your mind. They're also open to talking about things.
What up, everybody? This is Jason Lee, and this is Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
It's your girl, Claudia Jordan.
Hey. Your boy, Giovanni.
And we have the supermodel, Sean Ross, in the building.
What up, Sean?
What's going on?
What the fuck? You all right?
No, I mean, I'm like rushing. I finally made it. I'm like moving from like apartment to apartment right now.
So I see
like,
that.
Yeah, it's
You're been sweating like a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what happens.
Well, typically for Gio, it's when he's climbing out of a basement window.
Oh, wow.
evading vagina.
Oh, go to hell.
Okay, so Sean made it. This is our second attempt. This is sort of like the time I got my ex. It took a couple times to get him.
Oh, shit.
So welcome to the show. Okay, so Sean, tell us how, I just thought Sean coming on the show, having been very successful now in modeling, and you're out there in the world, and you are online, very active. With the haters. You talked yesterday with us at lunch. We had a pre-interview.
We did, at Fred Siegel.
Right, a pre-interview.
It was called Didn't Make It to the First Show, Go to Lunch. Now
right.
Be back for the second
and
show.
Then go shopping.
Right.
And I didn't make it to lunch.
But I feel there's a lot of people in the world that ask me a lot of questions about modeling, how to get in modeling, the journey of becoming a model. So we wanted to talk to a fucking model.
All right.
And Claudia Jordan.
It's okay.
I mean, of course, Claudia knows. I mean, I think a lot of people, when it comes to modeling, a lot of people have this persona like... First of all, a lot of people are like, I want to model. And it's like, well, what kind of modeling? There's so many different types of modeling. There's commercial modeling. There's high fashion. There's like so many different varieties. And I personally feel like it depends on where you're coming from. Me specifically, I didn't go after it. My mom used to be a model back in the 80s, but that has nothing to do with me. I just more so used to do dancing. I feel like as cliche as it sounds, if there's anything that you want to do, definitely go after your dream and definitely be very like consistent with it. Which a lot of people don't know how to do because they get discouraged when they get told no twice or three times. You know, for me, I got told no 50 million times. Mm. That still didn't stop me. Yeah.
Well, what made you decide that FUBU wasn't the lane that you were going to go down? FUBU, Sean John. Have you done Sean John?
Well, it's really weird because actually when I got signed back in 2007, one of my first big meetings was with Beth Ann Hardison, who the manager to Tyson Bedford, Veronica Webb, and so many more. And she wanted me to come and meet Diddy actually to do the Sean John campaign. And Diddy was such a nice man. And like we met and he tried some clothing on me, but I waited all week to find an answer. And he never, ever did it because it wasn't his decision. He let the office make a decision. They said, well, you know, we don't know if either he's gonna be able to walk on the runway or not, or you know what, you know, the people will think of a man with albinism. And it's like, I'm pretty sure they're not looking now like it was a big mistake that they didn't take that chance.
So right. Because you are a man of albinism, did that ever dissuade you from wanting to get into modeling? Like, did you ever question yourself about getting in the lane of modeling? Because I think you definitely have a unique look that I think a lot of brands have gravitated to, probably for that reason, and it works. Did you ever think, this ain't for me?
Well, definitely. I mean, you know, when you are growing up in a society that depicts beauty to be something so specific, you definitely don't think that you could do something like modeling, like having something like, because albinism is considered a disability. I mean, right. It is a disability, it is being impaired in so many ways. So you don't think that something that is abnormal can become normal for people. Mm. You know, to me, I didn't see anybody with albinism until I was about maybe 7 years old. And then after that, I didn't see nobody with albinism until I was maybe about 14, 15. So at that time, I think that it was more so something just to like push, I think. Like more so just like kept on like pushing things. And I also, when it gets in like to what you said also like the FUBU stuff, like I feel like now I could model anything, and I have done that. Mm-hmm. I have modeled for brands that necessarily aren't high fashion, and they pull me in to make it high fashion, you know, or to make it more.
I can see that.
You know, yeah, like a lot of brands do that. They're like, okay, well, so we've been flunking for this amount of years. Let's use you. And then it brings an edge. And sometimes it may not be the high fashion edge, but it brings like the fun edge to it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think now it's a good time. You know, definitely modeling has evolved as far as like beauty was a thing that was more cookie cutter, 80s, 90s, right? I mean, there was people that had exotic looks, but now I feel like society is more, way more open, embracing what's different, and it's becoming, people are like yourself, it's like the standard of beauty now. Like people love that. You know what I mean? Maybe not the standard of beauty, but like people are finding that to be more beautiful, more interesting. And you are. It's interesting. It's different. Like no one's going to forget an ad that they see you in because you're so unique, whereas a lot of other models.
No, it's completely true. I think people have to understand when it comes to modeling, like this is something that I say, and I think it's really fucking shady when I say this, but I'm like, okay, when I look at, let's take a brand like St. John. St. John is like an expensive, high-end, like all the first ladies wear it, whatever the case may be. But then you have these skinny girls that are modeling the brand, and I'm like, these hoes ain't buying it. Mm. So I'm confused. Like, you should go and get people who look like real people. So when I just recently went to the Hermes show that they did inside of LA, I love the cast. It had black, white, from Asian, anything. And then it also mixed in like, you know, just a regular older guy or a guy who was kind of round. Because I'm like, these are the people who are buying it. Mm-hmm. It's not people who are a size 2. It's the people who are a size 32 are buying it. What? So people want to see the clothing on someone that looks like that.
And that's so deceptive, though. If you know, with catalog work, it'll be something that's so boxy and the fit is nowhere near what it looks like. And you have this little size 2 person. It's all pinned and clipped in the back. It looks nothing like that in real life. Right. And the people not really getting what they the look that they
think. But you want to know why they have that? They have that simply because It's also the consumer. The consumer isn't ready to, if you go and you have a lady who's plus size in a catalog, instead of them looking and saying, I can wear that, they're so quick to make fun of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have a question. So Winnie Harlow, is she considered, does she have albinism too?
No. So Winnie Harlow, Chantel, she has vitiligo.
Okay, vitiligo.
She has vitiligo. That's, it's not, it's kind of not, basically.
The Michael Jackson
disease.
Yeah,
people say like it's what Michael Jackson had, yeah.
Okay. Okay, no, I thought, okay, because I was just going to say, one thing I hear about you for sure, I never hear a negative thing about you. And I would say if I did, I would bring it up right now.
Yeah,
I've never heard anything negative. Winnie, I always hear, just she's like really like a really a diva. Now, are you guys friends? Have you met?
No, yeah, me and Winnie, we're good friends. And I think that, for Winnie, I think it's more so something that, like, you know, first of all, Winnie's young. So my thing is, like, you know, she's having fun.
How old is she?
Winnie, I think, has to be, like, just turned 21. I could be wrong.
So she's young, yeah.
I could be wrong. Okay. I think she just turned 21. She's no older than 23.
Okay. Wow.
And, she's young. I mean, it's such a big, giant industry. It's coming at her full force. And I'm not going to lie to you. Like, when I was younger, I was a cunt. I'm not going to lie to you. I was a total bitch. So if people are saying things about her like, oh, you know, like she's a bitch, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I think everybody...
Say you were a bitch or that she may be bitchy, is that just an attitude because there is so much attention or what is it?
It's a lot of things. I mean, I can speak for myself.
Right. But what humbled you, I guess? What humbled
me, first of all, I mean, you know Ty.
Yeah.
Ty Hunter. Like, you know, like he used to tell me, he was like, you know, you have to like watch your mouth when you talk to people and you have to like kind of like... calm yourself down because sometimes, you know, people are looking at you to be inspirational and you're coming at them like, oh girl, like I don't even know you, girl. I don't even see it for you. And it's like, you can't say that because somebody like promise
you never know what that opportunity is.
You don't know.
Be.
And you know, it's funny. So my mom, when I was younger, when people would look at me and they would say things, she would, you know, that's a mom. She's protective of her son. She would be like, take a picture. It lasts longer. Or what the fuck are you looking at? Mm-hmm. Whatever the case may be. And sometimes I had to tell my mom, I had to grow to understand this. You can't go off on people because they're looking at me. Sometimes people are looking at me for multiple reasons, and those reasons can be I may be the most beautiful thing they've ever seen. Mm-hmm. It could be they don't understand and they're trying to figure it out, or they can be just stunned, or they can be rude. As long as you don't say anything to me, I could care less.
When did you go through that stage in your life where you felt like you, as you say, cunty? Was it like, because the Katy Perry, that was a huge look.
Katy Perry was when I was 19.
What was that, the area, the time when you was?
No,
going
it was
that?
Definitely before then. Like it was definitely before like Katy Perry. It was like, you know, a insecure kid, you know, who was told that he was ugly like his whole entire life, who really didn't care what people had to say. Now is like getting somewhere. I'm like, come on, I was in GQ at like 16. I have a story for that, actually.
Tell it.
I started modeling and I shot with Danielle Levitt for GQ Style. And I went to school and I told all my friends, I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna be in GQ. And I remember there was this Caucasian guy and he was like, oh, you too ugly. And then I remember the teacher in the background was laughing. She didn't say anything, but she was laughing.
Wow, the teacher.
And I was like, okay, whatever. We just shot this editorial and it was like to the ending of the closing of the magazine. So the magazine had a quick turnaround. It was like 2 weeks, a month later. So I remember I was getting like pink slips at home, like saying like, you know, your son hasn't been in school, because I was modeling and, you know, I was missing school and like attendance. And I had to go back to school. I was like, you know, I'm going to try to do this one day. And it was the last day of school that I went to school, because I dropped out of school when I was around 15, 16. And I went, I took two magazines to school and I slammed it on his desk and said, here's your copy. Mm. And then I put it on the teacher's desk. I said, there's your copy. See ya. Bye.
Wow. Let me ask you. With that, the GQ, like we all know that, what's the check looking like on a GQ spread, or just the biggest check you've received?
I don't talk about my money, just know I'm paid.
Well, but paid. Let me say this.
Editorial is not really where you make the money.
Yeah, editorial isn't where you make the money. It depends on the person.
But also learning, like I remember there was a pivotal moment in my friendship with Floyd in Miami where he said, you know, I'm going to teach you how to leverage me. I said, I've been leveraging you since I met you. What are you talking about? You can leverage being in GQ with high fashion brands, the industry, and in general, because it's a... I mean, you've been in GQ.
Yeah. I mean, but to me, honestly, that stuff to me, like magazines like that, it doesn't really mean anything to me anymore. It's like, I mean, I'm not being shady, but it's like you have people, you have some of these new girls who have more covers than Naomi Campbell. Mm-hmm. And that makes no sense to me.
Right.
It'll never make sense to
me. In terms of like just because they have big social media numbers.
Just big social media following or like who they hang out with. I mean, the industry, to be honest with you, is going to like a shitty place.
The word model gets thrown around so loosely now. Does that bother you or do you not care?
Oh my God. Because
it drives me nuts. And if you say anything, I said something one day and it's like, you're being a hater. There's all different kinds of modeling out.
And I'm always going to be a hater to the person who doesn't understand the past. You know, people don't understand the history of... Boy, if you don't fix my mic, thank you.
If you don't speak into the mic, go ahead.
Okay,
he's used to putting big black things in boys' mouths.
Wow.
Anywho, you gotta edit that out.
So, you know, a lot of people don't understand the history of things. You know, a lot of people, when people say to me like, oh, you know, I tell, in my opinion, I could be rude, but I think that the most impactful supermodels are of color.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. If you go in, I always tell people, I say, name the first.
Are you saying like Iman or?
Not even that. Name the first male supermodel.
Tyson.
Right. Exactly.
Tyson. Okay.
Oh, then Grace
Tyson.
Jones. You go back to Grace Jones.
Okay. There was a guy named Saint-Jacques, something like that, back in the day when he used to wear blue contacts. He was like a guy. He was a model. But a lot of people don't know about him. He was like the first male black model with color. But when I tell people, when you think of a male supermodel, who is the first male supermodel? It is Tyson Beckford.
Yeah.
Fabio was not a model. Fabio was a sex symbol. Mm. So to me, it's like a lot of people don't know history.
The only other person I could think of is Will LeMay.
Yeah, but Will LeMay is more so like newer, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like you have to understand the beginnings. And when you think of supermodels, you think of like Giselle, if you really understand fashion, but you think of Naomi Campbell. Come on, you're infamous for
Claudia
your own
Schiffer.
Walk. Tyra Banks. I mean.
Oh, you're talking about black women, yeah.
I mean, but even, you know, Claudia Schiffer. But it's like, I feel like black models need to definitely get their credit for sure.
And then the runway, there's no comparison on the runway. Sorry.
Of course not.
No comparison.
But I was going to say, recently I saw you in a picture with Hailey Baldwin, right?
Right.
Okay, you guys were at the H&M event. Now, Hailey Baldwin, was she a social media phenom like a Kendall Jenner, a Gigi Hadid, a Bella Hadid? Because it almost seems like the social media girls are rising up as this new supermodel.
Well, first of all, when it comes to
Instagram is missing their money. They should open up an agency for models.
They should, but that's true. You know, it is what it is.
And a prostitution.
Okay, there we go.
Agency.
Shout out to Sue
and a plastic surgery clinic.
First of all.
And a plastic surgery clinic.
Okay. I feel when it comes to Hailey Baldwin, Hailey, first of all, something that a lot of people need to understand, since the beginning of time, celebrity kids have always been the next thing in line. Whether it's been you're going to go on the next campaign, you're in the next movie, you're in the next show.
And what Tommy Hilfiger used to do that, right? With
Tommy Hilfiger,
kids.
I mean, everyone has always done it. I mean, having the celebrity entity inside of fashion has always been since freaking when Tupac walked for Versace back in like the early 90s. Mm. Like, that's something that has always been. I mean, you have to understand, people think that everything would like
but
all
But Tupac
of these,
wasn't walking the runway. Tyson
no, he did.
Was still walking the runway.
No.
Walked the runway?
Tupac did walk the
runway. But it seems like the social media girls are walking all the runways now.
I mean, it is.
Like, I think the Kardashians own stock in Balmain. I'm convinced that Kris Jenner has
they are
stock.
Just...
I mean, it's a possibility. But when it comes to Hailey, I don't look at Hailey as the social media girl, because Hailey, first of all, comes from entertainment.
Okay.
Her family revolves around entertainment. I mean, your dad played goddamn, you know, in the Flintstones and so many other iconic movies.
Who's her father?
John Goodman?
Are you... Wait. You don't know who Haley Baldwin's dad is?
I know who she
Alex,
is.
Alex Baldwin? I
believe Alex Baldwin is her uncle.
Stephen Baldwin. I'm friends with him. He was on Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah, I mean, your family is
Haley? They succumb by the hotel.
And that's the sad...
She's a pretty girl.
And that's the sad part where today people don't do their research to understand that. They're like, oh, she's a part of a squad of girls. No, sweetie, she comes from... money. No, but she comes from entertainment.
But I do come from an era where you had Tyra Banks, Naomi Campbell, Claudia Schiffer... the Evangelista girl, Heidi Klum. And now you have these social media girls who get these big contracts and walk the runway.
And they say,
and I don't look at them and go, she's the most exotic, young, thin, white girl. Like, there's a lot of them out there.
You know what? The problem, and I said this on an interview not so long ago. I said the problem with fashion today is that back then, fashion took whatever it was, whatever the fuck they wanted to do, and they said, hey, this is a purple sheet. This is fashion.
Yeah.
Now... they're not giving you what they think that you should like. Now they're kind of like collaborating. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, well all the kids think this is popular. Let's put it in.
So now it's fashion.
And that's fashion and it's horrible.
So a lot of people think that Yeezy season is just a nigga cloth with a bunch of holes in it. Are you a fan of Yeezy season?
Personally, I love Kanye as a... I will say this. I love Kanye as a person. I worked with Kanye in the past. I think he's very misunderstood. Mm-hmm. He's extremely misunderstood. A lot of people talk things about him. A lot of people don't understand when you are a person and you are that creative, when you lose your mom and you still have to keep on going, there's so many things in your mind that will go.
I think he's a genius, but would you wear his fashion?
I have worn his fashion in the past, for sure.
And you like it?
I think it's amazing. I mean, my thing is this. If blinds like Rick Owens can do it, why can't he?
I mean, he's flying to Paris on his day off just to dress... his wife and his sister-in-law.
That was on the latest episode of The Kardashians.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Just a t-shirt with holes in it, though, and then that's $2,500.
I mean, like, but Rick Owens can do it.
Why wouldn't buy Rick Owens?
But why would somebody buy? Why would somebody buy $800 cell phone and then when a new version comes out in a week buy another $800 cell phone?
Because people are.
But I think the problem people have with Kanye, because I've met him a few times and you've met Kanye.
I remember Kanye came to Jamie's house when he first started before he blew up.
Kanye?
Yes, backpack, smiling. We were all around creating that song, Overnight Celebrity, the one with Twister and all that. So everybody was like chiming in. It was different times.
The thing I like about, I was going to say something, I'm going to leave it alone. I saw Katie Holmes, by the way, the other day on Live with Kelly. So no, the thing I like about Kanye is how down to earth he is. And as a creative genius, he does absorb like the regular person's opinion. I remember in New York where I was backstage at a concert of his and he walked up to me and he said, what did you think about my set? And I said, what do you mean? He goes, if you could change something, what would you change? I'm like, my opinion doesn't matter. And he goes, no, it doesn't.
It does matter.
I told him my thoughts and he was like, yeah, I think that's a good idea. But I think the problem with Kanye is that he's black.
I know.
Listen to my point, what I'm saying. You're in fashion.
Okay.
I don't think that a black person not having a huge fashion background could be seen coming in the door as a genius. If you look at the investment that Kanye put into being an intern at all of the top luxury brands, he still wasn't given the respect at Nike? Eventually left.
Well, so I think the problem with Kanye is, and like I said, again, he's misunderstood. One of Kanye's, and I'm pretty sure he'll say this himself, he can be at times arrogant. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, everybody has a little bit of arrogance in them.
I don't.
Okay.
Shit.
I am very grounded.
Grounded, petty.
Sir.
I'm very petty.
But listen, so my thing is this. When Kanye went and did his first collection, which was based around, he did a collection. Like, first of all, he had Pastel, which was a couple years ago. Then he did another collection after that. And, you know, some of the pieces, from what I heard, like some of them were falling off or whatever it was. It wasn't the best collection. And then when, you know, they asked Anna Wintour, she said her comment. But when they asked Anna Wintour, they said, so Anna, what do you think about Kanye's collection? She said, ask someone else and paid it and walked away. Now, mind you, when you do have a lot of people that are behind you, like, you know, you're telling people that you're going and you're doing your research here and there and you're pulling fabrics from here and there and you're boasting about it, and then you go and you put it out and then it doesn't look that way, anybody's gonna read you. But you have to give Kanye his props. It was his first damn collection, and look at him now, slaying every... I remember when Kanye I went to the Fear of God shoot with a friend.
I was just about to ask,
and Kanye, you know, because I know Kanye, he came, he said, Sean, I want to know your input because I know you're in fashion. He said, tell me what you think about this. He showed me the whole Yeezy collection before it ever came out, and he showed me the heels, and I said, those are the sickest things. And I said, watch everybody go and copy off of them. And the next thing you know, Burberry went and did their own version of them this past season.
But the heels, that's what?
The original ones that were like $5,000, right?
You know the Burberry heels, the ones that have the circle heel?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw Kanye do that first.
So question. So in fashion, have you had a racist experience?
Because the racism for me is weird.
Even though you have albinism, people still see you as a nigga, right?
So No. I don't know what people see me as. I never asked, but I have had racial moments, especially in Paris.
Why are y'all laughing when I say it's a nigga?
Said that's a nigga right there.
Negro.
No,
he definitely gives you white woman, but he's a nigga.
You know what? It is for me.
Like Kathy Bates says in freaking what is it, American Horror Story, Negress.
When you say nigga in front of white people, it's still
he's not white.
No, your crew is though. It still makes me cringe.
This nigga's white and they're white.
But all the thousand people that are going to watch this show, I just feel like I don't like saying it in front of company because I don't like, I hate
you
when they get
called. Please. All right. Wait, so you have an issue saying nigga in front of white people?
Because I don't want them to be saying it, and then we complain and we get mad about that.
Okay, that's a whole other show.
We can do that next time.
Okay, so have you ever, can you share a moment you've ever had where you've encountered racism?
Okay, so I've definitely encountered racism in a different way where some people go to me, like, it's not, and you know, it's not even racism, it's like, lack of knowledge, slight ignorance, slight curiosity, where people are just like, especially in Paris, so like, what are you? You like a black, but Oreo. You're white. I don't understand. I'm like, sweetie, I am African American. I have albinism. But what I have seen, my old friend, Sarah, I remember something this is that she witnessed in New York Fashion Week. And when I tell you, this is when I was like a cunty little bitch. And I would have went, let me tell you something. That time I would have slapped the hoe back then. But I saw this lady, you know, my friend, she has, you know, African-American hair. And then this Caucasian lady is going and she's doing her hair backstage. And she's doing it. She's putting this product in it. Then she goes and it's not working. And she goes and tells the lady, I just don't know how to work with this hair.
I was like, you don't know
how to work this hair, sweetie. You're a hairstylist. I think you need to go have a seat, recollect, and come back.
They're not required to learn how to do black hair.
And that's a problem.
And that's ridiculous. And they'll get sick.
Same thing with makeup.
Pull out a water bottle and start spraying water on bitch. Unless you got a flat iron and a curl iron and a lot of heat. Why is that water by my hair? What's wrong with you?
So when you were on Price is Right, did they do your hair like that?
First of all, she's probably not watching, but our hair person was a drug addicted white woman from like, she was real old. But she was cool and she thought she was still hip. Like she would be high at work all the time, laughing, crying. And she would just be burning the fuck out of our hair. But not just the black hair, white hair, black. She just didn't know what she was really doing. Mm. So I would just come ready a lot of times. And that's what a lot of black models have to do. They have to just make adjustments.
That's what my friend Sarah
had to do. So you've met one of my favorite people in the whole world. There's layers. So there's God, Oprah, and then Beyonce.
Yes.
So tell me about, just for people that are watching who don't get the privilege, have you met Beyonce?
Yes, I have.
Have you met Beyonce? You've worked with Beyonce. Okay.
God,
Oprah, so Beyonce. For the people that have never been able to meet Beyonce, I've only met her a few times, probably like 6 or 7, but it seems brand new every time.
Oh, wow.
How was meeting Beyonce and you've been around her a lot?
Well, first off, one thing I have to say is like, you know, a lot of people hate on Beyonce.
Really?
And a lot of people do hate on Beyonce.
Not publicly. Yeah. I feel like
you can't.
No, publicly they don't. And people just like, oh, I don't understand. Let me tell you something. If you can find a girl who looks that good, has hair like that when she wants to, has an outfit when she wants to, can move in it when she wants to, let me see something. Like they said, Beyonce said, oh, you want to have one kid? I'm going to have two kids and slay y'all right now. She is like, it's like she's like Michael Jackson. She keeps topping it and topping it. My encounter with Beyonce, like Beyonce is such a humble person. I will never forget. I could see you a funny moment with Bean. Okay. Keep fixing my mic.
Go ahead.
Okay. The funniest thing with Beyonce was we were shooting Pretty Hurts. So, you know, I've known Beyonce then, and I was FaceTiming someone on Skype. And Beyonce just, I'm like, you know, she just comes over me and she's like over me, like looking over and like looking, like saying hi. And I'm like, girl, you know, you ain't normal. You know, you can't be doing that.
Give
like,
a motherfucker a heart attack.
Convulsions and seizures and stuff. But mm-hmm. Beyonce, she's so cool and humble. Like what you see on TV is what you get.
Yeah.
And she's a hard worker. She's
one of the most humble people you've met.
She is. And she's Southern. And honestly, her team is like that.
Yep. Ty is like that.
So humble and down to earth.
Kelly's like that.
I remember when Christina. B. Scott took me for drinks and was talking shit about Ty, I said to myself, ain't nobody ever said nothing bad about Ty.
I never heard of that.
So I had to call Ty.
They had a beef.
I don't know.
I love Ty.
Ty don't have beefs.
Right.
Ty has businesses.
And you know, it's funny, I will say this, even if I hear this, anybody who you know, it's really, anybody who has beef with Ty, it's like kind of funny. It's like pixie dust. It's like, is that real?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that existed. I mean, like, he's always about positivity. Everything that he's ever done was about positivity. And I've seen people be rude to him, and he just goes, okay, does a little light tap. I'll see you later.
And then you don't ever talk to him
he
again.
He takes things in stride. And I seen him at Fashion Week where everyone was, like, just trying to get his attention, and then he still gives you the same attention, the same. He's the same person. He's not brand new because it's mm-hmm. in his element. Good person.
I told the story that he invited me, and at the time, the boyfriend that I was dating, may he rest in peace.
Sorry to hear
he
that.
Didn't die.
No,
for
he's
real.
Not dead.
He's in the Jason
he's just
Lee
dead
scenario.
To me.
I'm like, damn.
But I remember Ty invited me to his party. Beyonce had hosted it, and I was just so the vibe was just so good. I ended up buying.
Oh
the
wait,
most
you're talking about downtown.
Yep. At the 4040 Club.
Yes.
Were you
I
there?
That. Yep.
That was years ago.
No. I was not there. I was at the one at the W Hotel.
Okay. No, there's
years ago. With her and Jay.
Yeah, Jay was there too. So I bought him some Gucci shoes. He didn't even want them, but I was just so overwhelmed. Like, that was great. Okay. Well, listen. So we were talking about your 17-inch dick before we left.
Oh my God. Mm.
So this video surfaced of Sean were you getting out of water?
So it was shot in reverse. So yes, I was getting out of the ocean.
Okay, you were getting out of the ocean. I wasn't ready for it. I saw this blonde hair white woman when getting out the water. And then you turned around and you had a 17-inch dick. Can we explain that? Because I knew you were black, but now I know.
So a lot of people have been asking me, is it real or not? And I refuse to respond because the whole fact of the video was when you were in the 90s, like prime example, music videos or even like anything today, you can't like, even like an interview, Whitney Houston and Wendy Williams interview still rides to this goddamn day. The kids today don't understand things. Everything is so momentarily and quick. It's like you do a music video, it gets life for what, maybe 2 days?
Yeah.
And then you got to come out with something else. So what we wanted to go back to was in the 90s, Shock Value.
Whose song was that?
It was by a new group called The Braves.
Okay.
And that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to break the internet. And it was funny because Amber Rose and Kim Kardashian had taken a photo together that morning. Mm-hmm. And it was the talk of the town. And then my video had released right after that, and it swiped it out.
So so how did that come about? They just called you and said, I have a concept. This is what we want you to do?
Oh, damn.
Yeah. They hit me up. They hit me up, and it was just like, you know, we have a concept. And I was like, you know, at first I was like, ugh. And I was like, you know what? Let's do it.
Look.
Were you actually fully nude when
look
you
did
it?
Look at it, damn it.
Look
at it.
Listen, he's gonna let him Google
shit.
It in the car.
Listen,
let him
shit.
Google it in the car.
I ain't
so were
shit.
You were you all the way nude when you did that shoot?
Completely.
And you were completely comfortable in your skin because I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, you're
behind
backstage.
That camera, there's a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, I've been shooting nude since I was like 16.
Okay, not like his kind of nude where you're like jacking off or something.
Ew, do you really have those?
How the hell we get on me and my 10-inch dick?
Let me go look on Tumblr.
Why did you want Sean to know that you're...
It's in the fucking nose,
okay.
10-inch
catch
dick.
Catch the subliminals.
I've never seen
right.
the number.
I heard that.
You said it's in the what?
It's in the news. That's okay.
Oh, it's in
we're
the news, okay.
We're going to have
it
a subliminal
Beyonce
reel.
Dancer news.
One day I'm going to have Adam create a... Adam is our guy that does the camera and edits everything, but we're going to have him make a subliminal reel. There's been so many subliminals on here.
Mm-hmm.
Like the time they were fighting over one of our co-hosts, David McIntosh. Oh,
we were not fighting.
I was not fighting. That's just the homie. What's Listen. Up, boy?
You do love him, though.
I love everybody, man.
No,
wait,
you don't
David
love him.
McIntosh.
Yeah.
Model?
King yes. David.
Oh, yeah, David.
So okay. He's going to come on the show and talk about how he had sex with a tranny. We had a whole conversation. He's
Who had sex with a tranny?
David did.
He's very open.
Really? Is that the first time?
It was. He was young and in the military. I'm going to let him tell his story.
Yeah, I don't think it's more.
That's exciting.
Now,
wait.
Listen, I would never put that out there unless he told me because I had talked about it in a show and edited it out.
No, he's very open about
that. And he was
that.
Like, nah, you can talk about it. I don't care.
Listen, we're in a day and age now, honestly. And that's you know what? I'm going to come back on the show because we got to talk about sexuality.
Claudia's favorite subject, sexuality. And
it is.
The same topic that Gio never gets. So tell us, let's get into it. I'm afraid of transsexuals, personally.
Oh,
I'm also afraid of midgets. By the way, I saw one outside
little
the room today.
Person.
I don't know
you
who
can't
the fuck.
Say midget.
I don't know who the fuck that midget was.
Little
but
person.
I was in the kitchen and I saw her and I went back behind the kitchen because they scare me.
My you uncle know. Used to have sex with one.
Oh my God.
Hey,
my
oh,
uncle smashes everything.
I need to bring Sage in here
shout
next time.
Shout out to the Twerk twins because I would smash the fuck out of them two little motherfuckers.
Ew.
If you put a 10-inch put in a 10-inch dick in a midget is like going to
little
that
person.
Fucking place in the mall where they hop up and down on sticks
Stop.
With the hot dogs.
Oh my God.
I can't.
So, okay, so for me, when it comes to, you know, because we were joking, but when it comes to me with sexuality, and that's a conversation I have a lot recently, sexuality is becoming so fluid.
Yeah.
And I feel like it should. I mean, to be honest with you, and I say this to so many people, I'm like, first of all, In the world, you know, man and female, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, it's also what you're being taught. Like religion. Religion is something that is taught. Mm. And especially for African Americans, religion is something that was given to us for hope during slavery time. Mm. So my thing is that you have to understand when people talk about like sexuality and they're just like, oh, you know, I would never be this. First of all, never say never. Mm. Okay. Because if, what is it? What is it? Clive Davis could go and come out later on, then I think a lot of people can. I just feel like
I missed that. What did Clive Davis
do? Yeah, remember that? He came out like, how old was it?
He was AC/DC, Anything Goes.
Yeah.
Really? All outlets.
Well, this was like 3 years ago.
Well, I know that. What's the pastor's name? They used to suck dick.
Eddie Long?
He died of cancer.
Can't speak of the dead.
Not him.
He died of cancer?
What, allegedly. I'm not going to say he died of AIDS. Like, I'm not going to say that on the show. Donna McClurkin used to suck dick. We know
I don't know that.
Donna McClurkin is open about sucking dick.
Wait. Donna McClurkin, he did used to.
He used to suck dick.
Wow.
Oh my
okay,
God.
Okay, so.
But yeah.
I have to get my hair done. God. So it's bad to have this in my purse.
Oh my God.
You probably had to brush some dick out your mouth.
No, I didn't do that last night.
I got to bring Sage in here next time.
You didn't do that last night?
No, it was 11.
But listen,
first of all, you shouldn't be fucking unless you're sucking dick.
That's not true. Not every time.
Got to get it wet. It's like warming up your car. Who the
Anyone
fuck just
well, sometimes
to this?
The man.
Okay, this show's going left. Yes. Sorry.
So, like I was saying, like I just feel like when it comes to sexuality, and I'm going to say this to people who are also growing up, like have fun, explore things, don't limit yourself. And I feel like it's very important. Like when I see a guy come up to me, he's like, yo, I ain't about that. But what are you about? Do you even know yourself? Like, how can you not know what you're about when you don't know yourself?
Can I tell you what I like? No homo. If a person says no homo to me, I won't even be their friend. I won't.
It's
ever
so
talk
gross.
To them
again. It lets me know you are homo.
Yo, bro, like I love what you're doing, but like no homo.
Like, why is that the first thing on your mind? Why can't you just compliment someone of the same sex and not feel like I'm hitting on you?
Because most men are insecure little pussies.
That's true.
If you know who you are, and if you are in this world, because you're well traveled, you've been around. When you travel the world, it's so much bigger than wherever you come from. So when you go around the world and you go to Thailand and see how beautiful it is, but see there's a bunch of trannies running around, or you travel to fucking Japan.
Would you go have with a tranny in Thailand?
Huh?
Would you go and have with a tranny in Thailand? Because they look better than half the females in America. Thailand? They look better than half the females.
I've been there. I've
would you
few.
Take a down a tranny in Thailand?
No.
How would you know though? Because they got a pussy too.
I mean, oh shit.
Oh,
like, I think if they use a lot of lube,
like you never knew.
The tranny that he fucked had a pussy, by the way.
Oh, Dave.
But they didn't get wet though.
So you don't know if you've ever had sex with a tranny before?
You have to lube it up.
Oh, I know.
I met this lawyer that said that's how he knows he was with a tranny.
Have you?
We're having two.
I know.
Have you?
Yeah.
But how many times?
Wait, no. Have I?
Oh.
Wait.
Oh.
You're confusing me.
Look at me. Maybe I need to be on the show now.
What?
Catch the tea.
Listen.
Have I had sex with a tranny?
I don't know. I didn't say anything.
No, I haven't had sex with a tranny, but I know when I'm having sex with a real pussy.
You do?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
You know what's funny? I actually had sex with a girl actually 2 weeks ago. Actually,
wait. Stop. You had sex with a girl?
Yeah, I mean, I used to back in the day, but it was fun.
Wait, you said 2 weeks ago you had sex with a girl? Why? How?
Just for fun.
So you can still get an erection to vagina.
Sex is sex.
No. I mean, I used to fuck pussy a long time ago, but I don't even know what it feels like. For me, I'm allergic to cats, oak trees,
pussy.
And vagina.
Vagina is amazing.
I wouldn't go that far.
It is on Pornhub.com.
As an owner of one, I must say.
It's allegedly.
No, I did say.
Okay, listen, we've talked about trannies, we've talked about little people, we've talked about your 17-inch dick, albinism, whether or not she brushed her teeth from sucking dick, in Thailand, David fucking a tranny. I'm just trying to recap the last 5 minutes.
I gotta go. This is bad for my brand.
You just want to show off your ass. That's okay. Claudia, find her at Claudia Jordan on Instagram.
Got no booty back.
We're on live.
And get that asswax.com.
Anyways.
Okay, so listen. What are you working on right now, Sean? What is the next big thing that we have coming from you?
I'm working on a big secret that I'm not telling anybody, but I'm going to be revealing the ending of this year.
Oh, the ending of the year.
So a clothing line.
I'm not revealing anything. I'll just say this. You won't see it coming, though.
Okay. If I could see you being a designer of a brand. I could see that.
I can see myself floating.
I know you just did the Black Pyramid campaign. Shout out, we just talking about Chris.
I also just did the Nike campaign.
right.
Take that.
We want Chris to come on. Chris Brown, do you think he's misunderstood or what?
Chris Brown is extremely misunderstood. I mean, it's like almost like Michael Jackson. Everybody keeps bothering him. Like, leave him alone.
Mm. He gonna come out with
but
a song.
But he doesn't help himself with some of the stuff on Twitter.
I mean, if you want to be left alone, you can't be a superstar. Once you get to Beyonce status or anywhere near that, you gotta just accept that it is what it is.
And then in social media, you're poking the bear.
Yeah. Right.
Someone, he probably needs to just go away for a little while. I want him to win. I really do.
Yeah.
He's dope.
I do too. All right. Well, Chris, if you're listening to this message, we want you to be Chris Winning Brown. Come on the show. Claudia, what do you want? Last words.
I'm good. People that don't like me, fuck you.
Giovanni, last words.
Go get my new single, Wraith Mode. Click the sound.
I didn't even know you were an artist.
I do everything. Go click my link in my bio.
He sent me a text last night, sir. Are you coming to my listening party? What the fuck is this?
My single release party. But yeah, Wraith Mode, get the link in my bio.
Giovanni, I saw first cut of my... Oh, sorry. That was rude.
That's okay, Honey Bunches.
Wait, finish, Gio. Talk about your single.
Just click the link in my bio on my Instagram, Giovanni W's Wraith Mode. Like, I do it all. Like, my grandma tell me, don't marginalize myself. Back in the day with Sammy Davis, they was doing everything, and I can do it all, and I'm great at it all.
And shout out to all the trannies, because he needs to try that as well. So go ahead.
I screened the first, I saw a cut of the movie. I did The List with Columbus Short and Ryan White last night, and Dame Dash directed it. It came out so dope. Like, I can't wait for you guys to see it this summer. So,
how is Columbus Short?
He was amazing.
How is he in life? Right
I was
now?
Ready for him to be erratic and nuts, but he was so he was
no,
focused.
Columbus is super nice.
He was focused. He was humble. He's was cool. He was
too.
Fun. Mm. Like, and he is a really he's a good actor. Him and Brian White play crazy.
I like Brian.
So good. And this
like
actress Kiaria, and she was so like all four of us in the movie ain't shit. Like, I can't wait for y'all to see the movie. The ending.
Sean, last words.
Don't get Giovanni's music.
That shit's a club banger.
Okay, well, the last thing I'll leave with is just really quick. Yesterday, we closed on a really big deal that I can't talk about, but it is a really big deal.
I heard about it.
In Hollywood, people, you were in the car when the attorneys called.
Heard
when,
all pe- of
when people say in Hollywood, oh, I got a big deal, come on, I got a big deal. No, I really do have a big deal.
It's huge.
Right? So,
the fucking.
That's your talking about my dick. No. Okay, but no, we do got a really, really big thing happening. So my friend, I called my friend, one of my trusted friends who I could tell everything to. I told him, and he was just so happy for me. And he sent me a text to a link of a performance by Leandria Johnson called Grateful. Be Grateful. And it's amazing. So I called and reached out to Leandra today to do a gospel brunch for my birthday. So that's it.
Nice. Look at you.
When's your birthday?
August. We got time.
You're Leo.
From devil worshiping to talking about God.
We're
look at
do
you.
Trap karaoke on Friday and gospel brunch on Sunday.
You've come a long way, Jason.
God bless me.
You was all about that Illuminati life before. And look at you now.
So Claudia's here for her second day in a row.
Yeah.
Melissa's still stuck in Australia.
I'm sure she's having a great time.
She ain't stuck.
She's coming back tomorrow.
You look nice with your Robin Givens boomerang outfit on. That shit is dope.
I was in a rush today because,
you look beautiful. And this is a rush?
Yeah.
Actually, you look really refreshed. Did you get some dick last night?
I did.
You did?
This morning, actually.
What?
Did you sleep over? Yeah, of course.
It's her man.
Listen, I'm not going to just like come
you
through.
You do got a glow today.
I do.
He must have thunderplowed your ass.
We thunderplowed
each other.
Dang.
Claudia is not just laying there like the life alert girl.
I'm a power bottom.
Not the life alert girl.
The gays, the kids know what I'm talking about.
Okay, wow. So this new man, are you going to take him on the red carpet at any point soon?
Eventually, if things continue to progress.
When do celebrity women decide that it's time to take a man on the red carpet?
When a girl takes a man on the red carpet, like, she's really open.
Really?
She's feeling him. She's like, this is ta-da, this is my day.
Yeah, I remember that.
But do men change up after that? Because that's a lot of attention, right?
It depends. Like, if you're the one doing better than the man, a lot of times it definitely they kind of feel a little bit weird, you know what I mean? Because a lot of times they won't get recognized for them at first, and you're always telling the photographer, this is such and such who was on this show. And you try to say it quiet so they don't hear you. Like,
you know what we call that? The Stedman syndrome.
Yeah. Hilarious.
I've had that before.
Damn, have you?
Yeah, I have.
With who?
My last boyfriend. But we'd be at certain events like
was the guy that was the actor on OWN, right?
Yeah. And so, but when we were on the Tom Joyner cruise, like, he had an equal amount of fans, if not more, because like that's like an older black demographic. Like, so they love that show.
Was that shade?
No, but it's not like mainstream. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's no secret in the black community, that show is huge.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So
in the black elder community.
Yeah. Like, so older. So he got a lot of love, and I was really, I was proud. I was happy for him. You know what I mean? Because, like, you want to see your man shine, have his little moment, like, without you having to say, oh, that's the, from the,
I feel that. My last girlfriend, it was times where I was recognized more than her.
Really?
A lot more at times, because they would just hear her voice, but they knew my face.
She's on the radio?
Yeah.
Yazzy Ortiz.
Oh,
Power 106.
Look at you. Yeah. All right.
They were in love.
Yeah, we used to be.
But I think it's a serious, like, you know, when you do that, you're really, you're blocking out anybody else. You're letting other people know I'm off the market. And, you know, it's definitely.
She used to struck me nicely. Yeah. It was.
Wait, I don't understand what you just said.
She used to strut me nicely.
Are you going to keep the gold teeth in
the whole
episode?
I got to promote Blue Moon and Company, man. Straight up. What up?
So you just got your first grill?
Yeah, well, it's for the movie I'm shooting next month in Chicago, so I got to get used to it.
But it shouldn't make your mouth look so much more fuller. Like, I have a grill, but I don't know, maybe.
What, a barbecue grill? You ain't got no mouth grill.
My grill was designed by the same guy that created Beyonce's grill from Houston.
Oh, Lord.
Shout out to
Ben Baller?
King Dave Grills. Oh. I pay a lot of diamonds are in my grill.
I've never had a grill. Diamonds. I don't want a grill. I just want diamond earrings and tennis bracelets and a ring. That's it.
And a guy with a working penis.
Yeah. Hence the glow.
So they say we talk a lot about sex on the show. I don't think we talk a lot about sex.
I think we should talk more about sex.
Really?
Yeah, why not? Let everyone like sex. Like, what's the problem? I feel like in America there's so many deviants because we are so fake repressed. As opposed to Europe. When I was growing up and we would go visit my family in Italy, the cartoons would be sexual. And then when you got to of age, it wasn't a big deal like here.
Shout out Pepe Le Pew.
So like when you, he's a rapist though. He's like raping cats. But like, you know, like you paint a
stripe. The cartoon was not raping cats.
Yes, he was. Pepe Le Pew was a rapist.
He was a sex offender.
There was a cat that was like so timid.
Oh, because he was putting him to sleep with his.
No, because. Okay,
Pepe Le Pew was a skunk.
He was a dirty ass skunk. Okay?
And he was putting them to sleep with his smell.
So the female cat, she just like innocently would bump into some white paint and get a stripe down her back. So he's like, ooh, skunk pussy. So then for the rest of the episode, he's terrorizing her, trying to like back her in the corners. And he's a rapist.
But you know, on this show, we have a tendency to vilify cartoons. They actually said that Bert and Ernie were gay.
They were.
They were not gay. They were roommates.
That's a damn lie.
They were 40-year-old roommates with weird tight clothes on and no facial hair. They were gay.
No, they were roommates. Okay. We need to be able to teach kids nowadays how to coexist. So
Bert was the bottom.
How do you know that?
Because Ernie seemed more aggressive.
Was Ernie the fat one?
Ernie was the shorter one. I think he was the one that was on top.
So why does the short one have to be the bottom?
Because I think a lot of times shorter people are to overcompensate. They have that Napoleon complex, so they are a little bit more aggressive. So he's like,
I'm just trying to be a smart guy today. Let's keep
it. But Bert and Ernie were gay. Snuffleupagus, I don't know what the hell his problem was. Like, why was he all doped out?
So what was Snoopy on shrooms?
Snoopy, from Charlie Brown?
Snoopy never talked.
From Charlie Brown?
Yes.
Well, he was a dog. Dogs don't talk.
Clifford the dog talked.
Clifford was weird. I never got into Clifford. I like the Smurfs, but let's break down cartoons.
Smurfette was a hoe.
I know.
She was the 99
Smurfs were one girl. She was ran through.
But they trying to say Smurfs are actually black African Americans.
Why?
Because they were blue.
Pretty much, I guess.
And I just think like there's a lot of messages in these cartoons that we didn't really see when we were younger because we were innocent. Mm-hmm. But think about it. Weird ass adults put these cartoons together. They put thought into these things.
So it was no accident. What was Bugs Bunny's issue?
Bugs Bunny. He was with the.
He was pretty cool to me.
And then we had the Elmer Fudd. He was a murderer.
Was he?
He tried.
Yeah, he was part of Trump's committee.
Cookie Monster was homeless.
He was a crackhead.
Was he homeless?
He was like always like.
No, who was homeless? Who was in the garbage can?
Oscar the Grouch.
He was homeless.
He was.
Of course.
But the Cookie Monster, I think, was like a meth addict. Because like meth addicts love sweets and they're like real hype. You know what I mean? Like, what's the urgency to get a cookie? Cookies are cool, but they're not like peach cobbler.
Big Bird was a half breed.
Yeah, what the fuck was he?
Big Bird was from Rhode Island.
Why?
You did not think Big Bird. I've been to Rhode Island. It's so many beautiful Cape Verdeans Rhode Island.
And Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, Blacks, Italians. Like, they have a lot of pretty people there. But Pepe Le Pew was a sex offender.
Yes, he was.
He was a rapist. Mm.
And you're going to just...
He was looking for pussy the whole cartoon, the whole season.
I just don't think we should ruin kids' image of their favorite
cartoon.
That's
not today's generation with kids.
Thundercats. So Thundercats were all on that juice. They were all shooting up because they were all big as fuck and muscular.
You can say that,
So their penises probably did not work.
She-Ra was a lesbian.
I don't know. Firestarter, I liked her. She was probably a burning hoe.
So Storm was like a typical black woman, right? She had a lot of emotional.
She was like a powerful black
things
woman.
Going on.
Is that what we are?
Yeah. You guys go through a lot of storms. Yes.
So black women and gay men are very similar in that regard.
Very similar.
You know what I mean?
Shout out to Real Housewives of Atlanta. They have a big gay following, right?
Don't they? Yeah.
Is that Andy Cohen's show too?
Yeah. So many gay guys were trying to be my best friend at that time. Like they were like all of a sudden like, oh girl, I'm your bestie. People call me bestie. I'm like, nigga, I don't even know your last name.
Shit.
Bestie. And
Now I'm called fam. I have so fam. Much fam, it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. What up, fam? More of that.
You know what I was saying today? I was thinking, like, yeah, I hear the stories when people say, oh, when they made it or they get the lottery or something, like people just come out of anywhere. Is that true?
Yeah.
People that did not F with me before Housewives.
You can say fuck on the show.
I know, but I'm trying to clean up my image. I'm in a good mood today. Okay.
Man, fuck that.
I will say people watching the show and listening are going to be like, this is a different temperature than yesterday's show, right?
Yeah.
Because it's okay to be light some days. Every day can't be like a gangbang in the ass.
Wow.
What?
A gangbang in the ass. Sharp lefts.
I've never been a part of one. I'm just saying every day can't be that experience.
And if you were a part of a gangbang, which number?
I've had group sex with multiple people.
So who would go, like, how do you determine the priority? Like, who goes first?
The first time I had group sex, the first time I had group sex, it was six of us. So we're all kind of sitting there looking at each other.
With one receiver?
No, just a bunch. It was a bunch of shit going on.
Potpourri.
No pun intended.
A
lot of shit going on. E. coli everywhere.
And there was one person in the room who was like the least attractive that nobody wanted to touch.
Yep. So what happened to that person?
Situation. He had to sleep on the cot.
But did he get anybody?
No, so technically there were five.
So no one had sex with him because he was ugly?
Right. Not that he was ugly. I was just too drunk and like, don't come over here.
Yo, I know what you mean.
I was the ringleader.
I had a foursome and it was two bad chicks and one big bitch that just I did not want to get it in with.
So what happened?
She ended up dildo fucking other two girls while I watched because that was my first foursome and it was a lot going on and I just couldn't get hard.
So then what happened? Wait, so the big girl didn't get anything?
No, they...
You didn't at least put your finger in it?
No, I ate one girl out while one was sucking my dick because she was on a period and the big bitch was like slapping me with the condom and that just turned me off.
Oh yeah, you did tell that story before. So now we all know that that's a true story.
Never had group sex.
I don't fabricate.
So you never had a threesome?
Never.
So if Tyrese and Genuine said, we're just going to...
Absolutely not. I will not be with two-thirds of TGT.
Tyrese going to give you one of them speeches before he has sex with
you. First of all, I don't want to hear the lecture afterwards.
I need you to realize.
From who?
Tyrese.
What do you think about Tyrese's whole rant about black women or women with weaves and all that?
I don't give a fuck. I don't care. He can say what he wants to say. Just keep making good music. That's all.
And them Jeeps. Voltron Jeeps.
Like, it's... You know what? Like... He clearly likes social media and he likes venting and some things he has to say are
them
profound. You know what I mean? But you know,
I'd be like, what the fuck?
Black women are
about?
The favorite topic of everybody. Everybody likes to like.
Are black women an easy target?
Of course, we're the most disrespected demographic in America,
damn.
And unfortunately, a lot of times by our own. And I don't mean just black men, by black women. Like we disrespect each other so much.
And black women created the twerk. Did you know that? I put it on Instagram today on Hollywood Unlocked. In Africa, there's a dance that where they're twerking, but you know, of course, it was stolen and whatever.
Yeah, a lot of the dances that are like a kind of erotic came from there. And
black women's lips were stolen. Change. Black women's asses were stolen.
And the things that black women do naturally now, a white woman does it, and they're amazing.
Can I ask you a question? Like women use the term with each other, bitch. Let me tell you, bitch this, bitch that. But when a man call you a bitch, y'all get super mad.
I don't like that with my friends. One of my friends tried that, and I had checked her immediately.
Okay,
I'm like, don't hit me with that bitch shit. Like I. That's not cute to me.
Right.
Yeah, bitch. First of all, get your hands off me and don't call me a bitch.
And then when
and I had to like really check. And I don't like all this nonsense. One of my friends did that, and I made it very uncomfortable at the dinner. I made it very uncomfortable. I said, "What you're not gonna do is put your hands on my face."
You in New York had that scene in Next 15 when she's putting her finger in your face.
I don't like that.
You're like, "Don't be doing this."
Because when you do it back, they see how annoying it is,
it's really intrusive.
It is like you know what you're doing. Anyone that does this knows you're being disrespectful. Now when you get in my personal space. Like, if it gets, you know.
I had dinner with New York the other night. I love her so much.
Yeah, she's cool people.
She really likes you, too.
You know what's so funny? People really thought from that show that we had beef. And it's like, it's such manufactured beef. It's not.
Yeah.
In real life, she's winking at me before the scene.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, let's kill his scene.
But I'm cool on that show.
So, look, a woman just got busted at Target for selling $40,000 worth of iPhones, but she dressed up like a Target worker.
Savage.
That's genius.
What do you think about that?
I think that takes a lot of balls. A lot of balls. Because you know it's the few people that work there, like, And she knew, I ain't never seen that bitch before.
I always wonder about that with valet. Like, mm-hmm. that's an easy come up. Like, I could literally go.
Not if you're dealing with Faze on Love.
Well, yeah. But like, say any of us like just dressed up as valet and went to a place that had really amazing cars. Like, you could literally get like a Lamborghini or something, yeah. right? For nothing.
Yeah,
someone just hand you the keys. You know,
guarantee.
It.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I wonder how they found out. Like. Later, like $40,000 lost later. That's when they found out.
Well, when they be like, Lupita just came and got the iPhones. First of all, how do you roll up out of Target with $40,000 worth of iPhones?
Right, that's a lot of phones.
That's a lot of fucking iPhones.
And clearly she wasn't black, because a black woman would have never got past two phones.
You can't even get in the case. They haven't letting you hold more than one at a time. You know what? I don't really feel bad for companies like iPhone. Any companies that engage in like child labor. Like, if you made those phones for like 30 cents and then you sell them to us for $800 on. And you deserve to get got, because yeah. we getting got every time we buy
First
one of
all,
things.
All that shit is fucking insured, so they're getting their money back.
They're good. They probably wanted you to steal them.
So who took the L? Her for getting caught stealing them, or the store for getting them stolen?
The store, for sure.
Well, her life now, because she's probably going to do some time.
Well, forget that. I'm talking about the store took the L for allowing somebody that didn't work there walk out with $40,000.
First of all, she should have said she was held at gunpoint outside by some African-Americans that went that way.
That seems to work.
I mean, you can kind of get away with that in this country.
That's the go-to alibi, and it always works. You got raped by 20 people.
Remember the woman?
No DNA was found. It was a black man.
Remember the woman, Susan Smith, whose kids were kidnapped by a black man, but she put him in a car and drowned him?
Dirty bitch.
Sheesh.
Okay, so your friend Stephen Hill has left BET.
I know.
So what do you think about that? Because a lot of people are happy. Some people are happy. Some people are sad. I will tell you, I kind of have mixed reactions. BET has always been a fucking hater. Always been a hater. You know that. You ain't going to say it because you have a better relationship with them. And they expect it from me because I say what I think. But they're always fucking haters. They hate black people more than they like black people.
I say what I think.
Does BET hate?
There's some hate that goes on. And now I don't know who I'm going to call for BET tickets, because that's who my go-to person was. Listen, I went last year and he's like, yeah, I'll see what I could do. And they were kind of acting like they weren't going to give me like red carpet passes. And that was when I was going with my boyfriend. I was all proud at the time, you know. So I thought my tickets were like way up in the balcony. So I sat in someone else's seat fillers. And you're all nervous, right? Mm-hmm. Waiting for the person to come that really sits there.
Who was it?
I hate that.
No one. So finally I was like, let me just go see what my real tickets were. Why are my real tickets... fifth row, middle, like amazing tickets. And then I felt stupid for like, I just didn't believe myself at first.
Listen, I was excited because I don't think I told this story yesterday, but I told you we were just at Mayweather's house and we ran into Steven in the lobby and I said, why don't you come upstairs? So I brought him upstairs, and as soon as I got, I told the story when Takara was here. As soon as me and Takara got upstairs with Steven, I said, this year I don't want any problems with my BET tickets. And he was like, nah, you're good. Just email me. I got you.
Yeah.
So clearly I fucked up.
I know. Who are we going to call now, Jason?
Deborah Lee. You know what I did last year to get my credentials?
Deborah Lee, I worked for BET. They don't show me. They don't really treat me like I used to work for them.
Do you know what I did to get my credentials last year?
You went up to her and you pulled
I drove down to the BET headquarters where they were handling media credentials.
Oh,
and I FaceTime Floyd.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I need my shit. And I got them.
But then, you know what? They give you so much trouble. And when you get in there, you're like, this motherfucker is in here in a row ahead of me.
Right.
I always have that. First of all, not only are they in there, but they get the camera shots.
I know.
I be watching BET Awards and the honors, and I'm like, why are you there?
I'd be like, how you get there?
My maid is at the BET Award. I swear to God, I saw
Hookers,
her sitting next to Regina Hall.
The club thoughts. I'm like, I just saw this bitch last night at the Playhouse.
Yeah. Why she got to be a bitch?
Because she was at table hopping.
So hold up now,
because men, you know, men do that.
Men don't table hop.
Men don't table hop.
No, you know what they do? They pop comp bottles and act like they bought them. That's what they do.
I can say we do that.
Listen, I've seen many a parasite, a table parasite.
It depends if it's a celebrity there.
It's amazing. I went to Vegas one time and there was a football player from the Chargers. Jason, you know who it is. And
I don't know any football player from the Chargers.
You used to. Gang of dudes at the table. Light skin.
Wait, who do I know from... I don't know a football player from the Chargers.
Okay, well...
Oh, Sean Merriman. Hey, Sean. Go ahead, tell the story.
I'm not telling the story.
Light skin, big, that's Sean Merriman. It's the only one I know from.
But guys, okay, it was his table. Guys were pushing me and two other girls out of the way. We weren't even trying to go to the table. We were near the table. They were like, move, bitch. Like, they were all fighting to get to his table.
Did they
want to
be seen with the person that's really at the table? That's somebody.
First of all, have you ever been walking anywhere with Floyd Mayweather?
No, I haven't.
It's the worst experience ever. They don't give a fuck about you, your kids. They don't give a fuck about anybody. You could be going into labor, having just given a baby with placenta following behind you.
Not placenta following behind.
Why not?
Just dragging on the floor?
Just dragging.
That's unsanitary.
Would you eat placenta?
I wouldn't even eat steak at most restaurants, so no.
Dang, that was deep.
Placenta, I heard, is supposed to be
Man, I threw up like a motherfucker.
It's good for you. It's healthy for you.
Well, if I have a baby, I'll let you have it. Try it.
I will never eat placenta.
Why not?
$100,000 You mean it?
$100,000 Yeah, nigga, like I will suck that shit through a straw.
Well, you know what? You know I can cook. I can make a little placenta stir fry.
Wait. We had this conversation. We had this conversation yesterday about whether or not you would let somebody shit on you for $100,000 I said it would be a shit bath. Today I see Gio outside. I said, Gio, would you let somebody shit on you for $100,000 What did you say?
I said I need that bag.
I still say no.
You shot the video, throw it in the bag, and you still ain't going after the money?
I go after the money without getting feces on me, Jason. Mm. There is a whole other way to get money except, you know, besides getting shitted on or pissed on or whatever.
Away with you in these morals, and you're Melissa with these morals.
I have morals. I mean, I'm not an angel, though. Let's be very clear.
I know that.
I have fun. But, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on. We have a mutual friend. All three of us have a friend that's in the news, Chris Brown. He is having some more problems with Carucci, and he's refusing her restraining order. So now the hearing is delayed.
I didn't know you can refuse a restraining order. My restraining order got put on me so goddamn fast. How you refuse a restraining order?
You open the door and you say, no, not today.
How do you just say no to that?
I think with Chris, he travels the world. He can stay busy. He can stay. You can't reach him. You can't serve him, you know?
I think Chris Brown needs to get with an older woman. I do.
I tried to hook him up with you.
You did.
Did I not call you on 3-way with Chris?
We were on the phone with him and that time.
What did he say? I forgot. Did he sing to you happy birthday?
I think he followed me on Twitter, but I didn't know. So I didn't follow him back. And I saw him. He's like, you be bullshit. And I'm like, what did I do?
And actually, the night that I hooked Brisket. The night I hooked Chris up with Carucci, me and Claudia were there.
We were. That's and when.
We're not going to talk
about
like
you dodged a bullet or do you? Would you give Chris? Because I know Chris is a great guy.
Would you give Chris today a chance?
No, he's too young, too. I'm into older now.
Why? The sex would be good.
Boom shakalaka.
We've all seen his dick since the last time you met.
What? I ain't seen a damn thing.
It's on Google.
I don't Google Chris Brown's dicks.
I'm sure you have.
I would be a friend to him. I think I would be a better friend to Chris Brown. Like one of those friends that would give advice. Like you know, a homegirl doesn't want anything from you, but just wants you to do better in life.
I wish we had
advice with girls. Like what?
Gio was at his house. He said he was a fan of the show and he won't come on the fucking show.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I wish Chris Brown come to the show, Chris Brown.
Why? Like, oh, you used to work with
I danced for him. Yeah.
Oh.
He was a dancer. He's a dancer by day.
Okay.
Stripper by night.
He should come to the
Listen,
show.
Listen, I've had lunch meetings with Chris Brown's mom, his publicist, his manager, former manager who he beat up. I mean, I've tried to be a good friend of Chris. I just think he's in a way different place. He ain't the Chris that we used to know.
The light is gone from his eyes right now.
It is.
You know what I mean? And there's a few people.
And Trey Songz is fading too. We talked about that yesterday.
I think Trey could really be even a bigger star than he is. You know what I mean? Like these little incidents he's having lately are just, you know, it's going to hurt him with you know, his career. And he's such a talented person. This last album is the bomb. It really is good.
I'm gonna take a listen. It's really good. I'm not the biggest Trey fan.
I never listened to albums all the way through. And that's the first one I listened all the way through in a long time. It's really, really good.
Is that what you listened to last night before you had
No, but he did send me the link to his album.
Oh, before it came out?
The dude did. Not Trey.
Okay,
I did DM him. I said, great album.
Yeah, I've never received music from somebody I used to fuck. Somebody I'm fucking.
First of all, stop.
Okay. Am I going too far?
You always do. And I take you back.
So this is so. So for this show with you on it, it's like I can just put the tip in. I can't go any deeper.
Yes. Okay. Just the tip. Don't go full shaft on me. Mm. We're easing back in, Jason. I haven't got any angry texts that I'm hanging with you yet, though.
That's okay. I don't need. I am at such a level of happiness
you know
in
how
my
many
life.
People press
wait, wait,
me?
Wait, cousin. I am at such a level of happiness in my life that I don't even care. I don't even see a hater. I literally said this on a show not too long ago. I walk in a room and have mastered the art of not
giving a fuck,
anymore. Mm-hmm. Because you have to. I'm telling you, there is a point, and I've learned this, that when you become so consumed with what you're doing, you've done it. You're doing it. Mm-hmm. You really don't see anything.
You're busy.
I'm busy. I'm not going to say I'm booked like Kelly Price because I'm not booked to do club appearances, but I mean, I am very busy, so I don't really see that and I don't think about it, but you say you get
it. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I be out and I get pressed by so many people that's been on the show or their name has been brought up on the show because being guilty by association of this motherfucker. And I'm not going to say the name. And a friend of mine that I really love, she saw me one day. I was like, hey, what's up? Because it's normally like love.
Masika Kalasia.
No. And she grilled me. And I said, yo, it's me, Giovanni. She said, I know. I was like, well, what's wrong? I don't like what you said on the show. I was like, what'd I say? And she went and found the video on YouTube, went to the time code and said this.
Let me
and I was like, Jason said that, not me. Well, you work with him.
And can I just say that I don't say anything other than the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but people don't like the truth.
But you can't be, okay, here's
the lesson.
But
I was on the Foxhole, I was the only girl, so the guys can say whatever they wanted, but I would always be the guilty one.
But here's the lesson for everybody out there listening. There are going to be times where people tell you, you should do this, you should not do that. I'll give you a real life example. Queen Latifah said, don't do Love & Hip Hop. Floyd said, do Love & Hip Hop. Mm-hmm. I decided to do Love & Hip Hop, and it was a great decision. Now, I've decided to leave the show, but I feel like there are going to always be people that tell you things. You really have to know yourself and know where you're going and make the decisions best for you.
Yeah. That's true.
But as far as people out there hating, man, I don't even fucking see a hater. Unless a hater got a check, they can suck my dick.
I have people on my Instagram all the time, and it's just like, okay, so you're on my page worrying about what I'm wearing, saying, doing, whatever, but I'm over here pre-screening the next film that's coming out this summer. Okay.
Right. Getting that bag.
It's just... I never go to anyone's page and leave anything negative on their page. I've never done that. I've never gone to their page and just felt like...
Have you ever gone to somebody's page and said, you're sexy as fuck or something like that?
No.
You can't do it.
No. The most flirting I've ever done is maybe a like or a follow. And hope
I know.
Because as a woman, you want to put it out there, but you don't want to seem like... People nowadays are so grimy.
Don't mean shit.
I know, but people nowadays make such a big issue out of nothing.
Oh, she wants the D.
They'd be like, "Ooh, look who's thirsting after this person." Like, if I go and like someone's page, like there are people that will watch all that kind of stupid.
Have you ever looked at a photo on Instagram and be like, "I'll fuck shit out of him"?
Yeah.
I mean, that's normal.
Yeah. But you ain't never acted on it, like.
I used to get who I want.
Damn.
Okay.
My track record is like 95%. Like I've gotten who everyone I've wanted.
We had this question a few shows back about our number. They say the most people in a lifetime is 8.
No, we're not answering that number today.
I want to know. Do you know your number?
No.
More than 10?
Yeah.
She's more than 20.
43 years old.
More than 20?
Now you're getting to, you know.
I mean, mine is over 300.
Over 300?
Yeah.
Oh my God, really?
He's only caught like a few STDs.
I've caught one STD, and that was from my baby mama when I was like 17. And that was the clap.
Do we all get the clap? I've never had the clap.
I've had it twice.
Well,
really?
Get it.
Yeah. I've been lucky.
In my younger, reckless years.
Yeah.
I've been lucky because I've had some reckless moments.
Hey, see? Melissa would never say that.
Listen, we have a celebration.
Yes.
There's an anniversary that we have to recognize.
I'm clap to a celebration.
Well, it's natural. Natural transition here. I'm going to show you how good I am. Congratulations to Kim Kardashian. Her sex tape is turned 10.
Oh, yeah. I used to hang with her right
clap.
When her tape
See,
came out.
See, the clap. Get in.
The clap.
Right when her tape came out is when we used to hang.
I remember.
Yep.
I remember seeing Kim out. Kim is, I am a Kardashian fan. I love the Kardashians. I think they are great for the black culture.
I love them too.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.